Well, Keith Fitzhugh had a dream to play pro football. He followed that dream through high school and college, and he was an incredible player. He even made it to 2 training camps with the New York Jets before being cut. Then this week, because of injuries, the Jets called him back. But he told them he'd rather keep his current job as a train conductor. It may seem crazy to you, but to Keith, it's all about his family. Keith's agent even tells us, this kid has more heart than anybody I know. Keith is with me here in studio this morning. Great to see you.
You too.
I tell you what, this is a pretty amazing story about the love of a family. But I just got to ask you, you know, straight up, you had a chance here,
right,
at least for a couple of weeks, right, the end of season,
right,
to make thousands of dollars versus hundreds of dollars. Why did you turn that down? Because it seems like that would be good for you and your family.
Well, it was very exciting to even know that the Jets even wanted to bring me back and make me part of their team again. And it was just a tough decision. I was at home. Matter of fact, I was off, and I got the call, and my agent called me. He's like, Keith, get ready. The Jets are going to fly you out. And I'm like, huh, what's really going on? And I talked to the Jets, and I just told them I needed a little time. And I told them I was under new employment, and I didn't have enough time, really, to get in contact with my job and see if I could take a leave of absence. But now that all this is going on now, I could have, you know. And but I had to do what was best for me at the time. And I just wanted to be professional with my job. And if I couldn't get in contact with my, of course, I wasn't just going to leave. So I had to just make a decision. And I had to do what was best for me and my family at the time.
All right. And you did do that. You knew you wouldn't be able to give 2 weeks' notice. The Jets wanted you on a plane, like, the next day, right, to be
within
out there.
Within hours.
Within hours.
Yes,
they wanted you on a plane within hours. Okay. Because I had a chance to talk to your bosses over at the railroad, and they just think you are amazing, by the way. They had the most incredible things to say about you, and they said that they would grant you a leave of absence. So is it too late? Could you still do it?
Well, I know the Jets signed somebody already.
They did.
But I know I'm ready. I am in football shape, and I'm ready to play. At the time, I didn't know that I could take a leave of absence at the time. But now I do know, and if the situation come up to get again, I will probably will take it and go on and fulfill my childhood dream and continue playing football.
Okay, then right now we're saying to the New York Jets, please call Keith and give him another chance, because this story is amazing. All right, so now that we know it could happen, that makes us all feel excited, because we want you to be able to fulfill your dream.
Right.
But let's get back to the initial decision that you made.
Right.
This is pretty incredible.
Right.
One thing that really caught my attention, Keith, when I was reading about stuff that you said,
right,
the most shocking response when people were commenting on you not taking the Jets gig, you said, was they said, seeing a black male caring for his loving parents enough to make a decision like this.
What?
Wow.
Well, it's very important, because I had a sister that was 14. She passed away. Originally, doctors say it was from West Nile virus, and some doctors say it was multiple sclerosis.
We're going to take a look at her right now.
And,
tell me your name.
Brittany.
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 So it might have been MS, it might have been West Nile. Okay.
They really couldn't determine what it was. And she went through so much for 3 years, from losing her sight and her hearing and wasn't able to walk. And once I left to go to college, you know, I never got to see her again. And I honor my mom and dad, because they were very strong. And when she passed away, my mom came down to Mississippi State, where I played college football. And I was in my spring game, and she told Sylvester Croom to let me play. And my mom came down straight face. And after the game, she told me, good job, you had a great a game. And I had an interception that game, and I was all excited. And my mom sat me down and said, Keith, we lost Brittany, with a straight face, just as you're looking at me right now. And I broke down, because I never got to tell her bye. And I cherish every moment that I have with my mom and dad. And my dad is disabled. And and when I was released and I wasn't playing ball, you know, I was living off what I made when I was in the NFL. And and my mom was the only person bringing in the state of paycheck. And I just wanted to be fair to my family and be there for them like they were there for me when I was released, because it really was a tough time. And a lot of people don't understand what players go through if they're not the guys making the millions of dollars, and these guys that are out here playing right now trying to make a mark for themselves, like Danny Woodhead, that I look up to, and I play with him with the Jets, and he was on the practice squad with me. And look at him now, playing for the New England Patriots, and
right,
he's a stand-up guy right now. And that's the guy, he always just say, Fitz, we're bottom feeders, and we always do everything we could to be the best.
That's interesting. So you took a look at your dream,
right,
but you also knew that you could get injured.
Right.
You knew it's possible you couldn't make the roster, right?
Right?
You knew it was a risk.
Right.
So seeing what your family went through,
right,
even what you went through when you lost your sister, your dad being disabled,
right,
your mom struggling with that one paycheck,
right,
that's incredible. Where do you made that split decision to give up what so many boys would say, I don't care, it's my dream. Instead, you put family first. Where does that come from? Does that come from mom and dad?
It comes from upbringing, mom and dad. And you know, they've been married 34 years, and that's all we've seen as kids, me and my brother and my sister. And, you know, and it's a great thing to have in your household. And once I got released, and they were there for me so much because it was such a tough time. You know, I used to get down on myself and work out. I wouldn't want to go outside of the house no more, and really didn't want to speak to anybody. But my mom and dad was there to talk to me and just tell me, keep this stuff outside of life, outside of football, and you still have to live life. You know, and they were there for me. So I feel like this time and age right now, where the economy's bad, you know, it's very hard to get a good job like this, working for a railroad, especially Norfolk Southern. It's hard to get a job out
there. And you always loved trains.
And I always loved trains.
As a kid. And you love seeing the world and just being on top of that engine, don't you?
And that's one of the most exciting things. You know, I compare that to football because you still have families and kids that stand outside and wave to you as you ride by their houses. You know, and it still gives me a great feeling.
You know what's important, Keith. You really do.
Yes,
you are an amazing young man.
Thank you.
Still want those Jets to call again then. Any football team, please call. We want you to be able to do both. We'd love to see you making hundreds of thousands of dollars to give your family everything that they need.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Keith. You're a true inspiration.
Thank you.
Great talking to you.
You too.